songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Sunday suit and shoes. I see my neighbors talking as they read the Sunday news. Look who's coming. Easy money. I tip my hat to strangers and smile as I go by and make sure they see my new gold tooth and the twinkle in my eye. Pleased to meet you. Easy money. When it jingles through my fingers, fireworks unfold as I'm standing at the rainbows and I've got my pot of gold. I make sure I'm compensated for who and what I know. Talk heard on the street will keep me rolling in the dough and it's delicious. Easy money. If somebody frets and worries about how they've misbehaved, my discretion is assured when they provide a living wage. It's dirty business. It's easy money. When it jingles through my fingers, it spills and overflows. When it whispers in my ears, I feel my fortune grow. I'm looking out for number one very carefully. No one takes advantage of or gets the best of me. I could mention various families and share their secret needs or scare some friends and neighbors with all their creepy deeds. Lord have mercy. Easy money. I'm careful about my good looks and I cultivate my charm so I won't mistake your missus for the lady on your arm. There's potential for easy money. Exponential. Easy money. When it jingles through my fingers, crowds are cheering me. In all those friendly faces, there's no better company than easy money. Easy money. Easy money.
Yeah, the first one out of the blocks on tonight's Minnesota Homebrew, Mark Grimm, a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, and we're featuring tunes by artists who belong to that noble organization. According to Mark, some songs old, some songs new, some songs country, some songs blue is how he describes what he sings. With a voice that brings to mind Gordon Lightfoot, he artfully picks and strums on his 12 minus 6 string guitar through songs ranging from the Beatles' Blackbird to Warren Zevon's Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. His own songs, I Can't See, Me and My Tattoo, and Easy Money, will give you cause to reflect as well as laugh at the real-life characters that are portrayed. And I've had the honor of hearing Mark in concert down there at the, oh my, it's on Fairview Avenue. My mind's going blank. Another pre-senior moment. But hi, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Unbehon, from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, where we had just a gorgeous day. I know I usually say that, but this really was a gorgeous day, about 70 degrees. And I was down in Fauston and up to Oakley at my regular job and seeing people and helping them with their employment challenges. And what an honor it is to have that to keep me busy during the weekdays. So we have lots of songs tonight for you, some new ones, and here's one that is very new. It's off of Doug Milloway's Just Me 2 CD, and it's titled Bard.
Well, there was a boy that understood the power of the song. He used the strings of life to see where he belonged. His words were few, but actions loud. As he made his way, time became his treasure chest, but it was stolen away one day. The beat he carried in his heart kept everything in line. His passion for helping others live was always on his mind. The gift of life was his goal in making water flow for other cultures and other people he might never know. Leo, Leo, it's been a while since you've been gone. Oh, Leo, Leo, your memory will always live on. Your memory will always live on. Well, he studied hard, he became the bard. He made it all come true. He had his life all measured out. He knew what he would do. He opened up his home to others to help him pay the bill. It was that choice that late one night made his heart go still. Well, we cannot plan for craziness and fear and downright hate. He may have known that it was wrong, but it seemed it was too late. And even though his life was short, it was full of what he loved. And now he watches over all of us from his view way above. Oh, Leo, Leo, it's been a while since you've been gone. Oh, Leo, Leo, your memory will always live on. You've been gone. Oh, Leo, Leo, your memory will always live on. Your memory will always live on. But there was a boy that understood the power of the song.
Sort of reminds me of it's a Kenny Rogers song, just in the way it's put together. Something of the County. Help me out here. Anyway, Doug Milloway, as you know, Doug is from the St. Louis area originally and now lives in Avon, Minnesota, where he records quite often at his Blind Owl Studios, and he is one half of a group called Two Tone, teaming up with his fellow singer-songwriter Wayne Hamilton. And Wayne was previously the president of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, and he's passed that baton on to Mary Keeley Falk. But for 9 years, he served faithfully, and we sure do appreciate you, Wayne, as both a songwriter and a friend. Well, up next, Stephen Schmidt from the Rochester area. He has written over 200 songs, and each one is like a bottle of fine bourbon-aged stout. Bourbon barrel-aged stout, according to his biography. He performs his rich, full-flavored original tunes crafted over the last 40 years at house concerts, coffee houses, brew pubs, wineries, and festivals. Five of my favorite places to be. Here's Stephen J. Schmidt with a tune titled Time Goes So Slowly. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Time goes so slowly, those last lonely hours, those last lonely hours before we meet, again. My lifelong friend, my love, my baby, my own, my own. My love, my baby, my own. Those last lonely miles, those last lonely miles before we meet again. My lifelong friend, my love, my baby, my own, my my love, my baby, my own. Long, long ago, I had a dream, and you are the vision that came. We'll soon be together. I'm coming home, for what am I here but a man all alone without you, without you.
Certainly what I would call crooning, and very much in the Celtic tradition. What a beautiful voice you have, Stephen J. Schmidt, from down Rochester way. Well, Colleen Dillon, another member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, sent me an email on our Minnesota Homebrew at gmail.com account and said, would you play this song that I recorded at home, I believe, just the other day? And I said, of course, because my motto is, you send it, you play it. Now, just a few minutes ago, as we were starting, my friend Dr. Jack Heyman stopped by the studio. He's a history teacher here at Northland Community and Technical College. And I told him that I feel this burden to keep this show going because where else can a songwriter in the state of Minnesota know that their music is going to be played, not just send it to a station and hope or pray, but know that it's going to be played? You send it, we'll play it. And you can't get a better deal anywhere. So anyway, we're going to do this tune that Colleen recorded very recently called Who Might Arrive. You're listening to MHB.
So long have I been healing from the heartache that came before. I pulled the drapes and locked the door, turned out the lights and said nevermore. But the breeze coming through the window feels like change glowing in the wind. Springtime stirring warm breezes, telling me it's time to love again. And it seems like I might be ready, feeling the pull inside, the tug that says you might be out there. Turn the page, quit trying to hide. Yeah, it seems like I might be open. Time to let that vacancy sound. Open the doors, let love inside. Who knows who might arrive? Yeah, who knows who might. Picture a soul that fits like a glove, who gets you and you get them. They don't mind all the silly things you do. It's nice and easy, doesn't wear you thin. I've been down this path a few times. Sometimes it ended well. Those other times they shaped me. Tried my best and we gave it hell, but this time I might be ready. I finally know myself. I know it takes some real work, but it might be fun to take myself off the shelf. And it seems like I might be ready, feeling the pull inside. The tug that says you might be out there. Turn the page, quit trying to hide. Yeah, it seems like I might be open. Time to light the vacancy sign. Open the doors, let love inside. Who knows who might arrive? Yeah, who knows who might.
Good advice. Keep your door open. Who knows who may arrive? Might be the Schwann's man. There you go. Colleen Dillon's first CD, put out just last year, titled The One to Love, is You. And it's chock full of melodious country and folk tunes that stick in your head. You just can't get rid of them. I listened to it on the way over to East Grand Forks for the very first time. And I was really blown away because the songs are so melodic and so well-crafted. Hey, you know, I went on Ancestry this week. I'm a member, and I have my World Explorer account I got from Christmas from my son, Roy. And I started digging back, and on my dad's mother's side. The family name was Baer, B-A-E-R. They were the only side that didn't come directly to the Chicago, Wisconsin area. And I went back and I went back and I learned that my 10th great-grandfather, a man named John Howland, was on the first voyage by the Mayflower in 1620. And there's a famous painting where he fell overboard. He was up trying to make sure something was secure up in the mast, and he fell over, was able to grab a hold of something, and they fished him out with a boat hook. Had he drowned, I would not be here today. John Howland. And, Bobby, I know you're going to love this. Among John Howland's famous descendants, besides myself, George W. Bush and his father, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Chevy Chase, Alec Baldwin and his brothers, William Cullen Bryant and William Wadsworth Longfellow, Christopher Lloyd, the actor, and more. Even the guy who wrote O Little Town of Bethlehem. Maybe that's where I got my songwriting from. What a hoot. And he 2 years later, two of this John Howland's brothers came over on another voyage on the Mayflower. And from them are descended Winston Churchill, Richard Nixon, and Gerald Ford. So I'm related to five presidents. Woohoo! Oh, I love ancestry. I'll tell you a little bit more later about it, because I got back just a little bit farther than 1599 when Mr. Howland was born. Bump Blomberg is a very talented guitar player from the North Shore, and along with Adam Moe, they form a group called Pushing Chain. They've performed here in Thief River Falls, and they're very, very busy. You can Google them up. They're on pushingchain.com. Bump is on guitar, and Adam is on fiddle. A most unusual combination, but it works. It works really well. Strong harmonies and a gonzo attitude. Here's Pushing Chain with One More Time.
My mind's on memory like the page of a book. This doggy won't come and take a look. Little cabin in woods, barely room for a bed. I see it now, what should have been said. You know I'd say it now, what should have been said. I wanna go back, yeah, you know it's true. Take me back to when I love was new. Another chance, yes, baby, just one more time. The nape of your neck, our legs entwined, the softest kisses and the curve of your spine. Was it winter or spring? Can't recall when the morning came. The reason seemed so small when the morning came. The reason seemed so small. I wanna go back, yeah, you know it's true. Take me back to when our love was new. Give me another chance. Spinning real time while the wisdom awaits.
waits with the notice sublime on the beds or over tea, choose a hiding place. I'm wishing and hoping for one more taste. I wanna go back, yeah, you know it's true. Take me back to when our love was new. Give me another chance, yeah, baby, just one more time. Happenstance or dream bereft, when I see you now, just like the day you left. So it's on and on, we'll go around again. Years of in between, yeah, the closing in. Years of in between, yeah, they're closing in. I wanna go back, yeah, you know it's true. Take me back to when I love. Yeah, baby, just one more time. I wanna go back, yeah, you know it's true. Take me back to when our love was new. Give me another chance, baby, baby, just one more time.
Pushing Chain, Bump Blomberg and Adam Mole. Love to hear. I'd like to hear a full concert. They're not quite done, I guess.
There we go.
There you go. Pushing Chain. We're featuring songs by members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, and their membership goes all the way back to an organization called the Minnesota Songwriters Association, which started out back in 1980 when John Bennett and a group of songwriters started that fine organization. John went on to found and be the president of the Minnesota Association of Christian Songwriters. Don't have any real contact with that group. Eventually, MSA became Minnesota Association of Songwriters, MAS, and the rest is history. You can find all of this on mnsongwriters.org, their history, how to join, merchandise, information on workshops, videos, lots of good stuff on there. mnsongwriters.org. Well, I was saying that I'm related to five presidents. I forgot to mention I'm related to Sarah Palin. Go figure. And others. I think that genealogy is so interesting. I should do a show on that. I should. Well, up next, Kim and Steve Wolf, who joined us last year at the State Fair, and we're going to do it again this year. Invite some songwriters to come and talk and perform their original tunes. Here's one of my favorite songs among the catalog. It's called Till the Stars Fall Down. You're listening to Homebrew.
October wind, spring change, each season shuts a door. While opening a window to new promises that wait in store. But in this world of change, you and I stand strong. You are my beacon, and I know I can't go wrong. I will love you till the stars fall down. I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. Time is like a river, flowing on soft and strong, bringing joy and some goodbyes, some tears that linger on. But while nothing stays the way it is, love stands apart. Time may change its mind, but it will not change my heart. I will love you till the stars fall down. Till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. If the rivers were to turn into dust, storms may separate others, but they can't come between us. Till the stars fall down, I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. Till the stars fall down, I will be.
Kim and Steve Wolf from Eagan, Minnesota. And I've been there because that's where my brother-in-law, Verdi, lives. In a real nice place, too. You think it would be flat down there, but it's really very rolling hills through there and real nice townhouses. And man alive, it's pretty down there. Well, some more shameless boasting about my famous ancestors. I think earlier I had a slip of the tongue. I said William Wadsworth Longfellow. Of course, it's Henry, English major. I should be ashamed of myself. Waldo Emerson, poet. Former U.S. Senator Henry Cabot Lodge. Dr. Benjamin Spock. And this one, Humphrey Bogart, and this one slays me. Joseph Smith Jr., founder of the Mormon Church. I'm about as far from a Mormon as a person can get. Oh, boy, so that's fun. You should go to Ancestry.com and check it out. You can join by the month. For some people have said they thought that they like $120 a year or $200 a year for the World Explorer is a little much. Just join for a month for $16 or $20 and hit it hard for a month and then wait 6 months and do it again, hit it hard, and that's cheaper that way. Check it out. It's nothing but a lots of fun. Well, up next, she's from Winona, Minnesota, and her piano-based originals fall into the soft rock spectrum. She says, I don't fit into any specific genre. I like them all. She's recorded two CDs, Down the Road from 2003 and In My Little Town from 2010. Here's one of our favorites, Ruby Nordby with Down the Road.
When you walk down the road, as in days of old, and we'll smile like we never were apart. All the laughter will dry the tears that come with memories so fond and dear. We will remember when we walk down the road.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, and this comes from GoMinnesota.com, as a lot of our beer news does, because there's a lady who writes for them called Melissa Turtinen, and she must be a real beerophobe, because she's always giving us great articles, and we're announcing on this evening, Bemidji Brewing releasing two of its beers in cans this summer. This is big news for us folks up north. They are releasing India Pale Ale, which is hoppy, pine, and citrus, and German Blonde, which is light, crisp, and fresh. You can buy a growler or a howler. Now, a growler is a half gallon, and a howler is half of that, but the brewery announced it will be releasing these beers this summer, and you'll be able to find the cans by July 1st in the Bemidji, Park Rapids, and Walker areas. And they'll keep you updated if you check their website on future plans to distribute further out. They opened an expanded brewery and tap room last summer, which allows it to brew 1,200 barrels annually, up from their 450. Bottles are still the most popular option, of course, for purists, because they feel that the coating on the inside of the cans may impart some flavor to the beer. And then there are some who feel that that coating is not good for you, health-wise. But cans are really making a comeback in the craft beer industry, or inroads at least. So we're seeing more and more of those. I know Rhombus Brewery down in Fargo is putting theirs in cans. And, of course, Surly is strictly in cans down in the Twin Cities. So there you go. You look for those two beers this summer. Bemidji Brewing India Pale Ale and German Blonde. Well, he needs no introduction.
Outside it's raining, talk of the day. People complaining, nothing to do but take in the view outside the window today. Sit on the couch, don't feel like moving here in the house. Don't feel like doing faces wear frowns. Where are the clowns outside the window today? All that we want is a warm sunny day. Dig up the garden or go out and play. Now that's raining, our smiles go away. Look out the window, it's raining today. Hope it ends soon. Sun begins shining, ending this gloom, ending the whining for everyone. When we see sun outside the window today, the sun shines, it brightens the day. People are friendly, the blues go away. But till it's over, all of us say, look out the window, it's raining today. What can I say? We're all complaining, it's just a day. Outside it's raining, all we can do is taking the view outside the window today. All that we want is a warm sunny day. To dig up the garden or go out and play. Now that it's raining, our smile's gone away. Look out the window, it's raining today. Today, outside it's raining, talk of the day. People complaining, nothing to do but taking the view outside the window today. All that we want is a warm sunny day. Dig up the garden or go out and play. Now that it's raining, our smile's gone away. Look out the window, it's raining today.
That bass note running in there, that bass line there. Of course, he needs no introduction, but we'll mention that it's our friend Bob Muscovitz. Down Hackensack way. Got to get down there this summer, Bob. Just got to get down there. Why should you join the Minnesota Association of Songwriters? Well, they have 12 meetings per year, knowledgeable face-to-face reviews at meetings, and online reviews if you cannot make those meetings, workshops on the craft of songwriting and related topics. I'll stop right there and say that there is a monthly songwriting craft workshop coming up Wednesday, May 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. at McNally Smith College of Music, downtown St. Paul at 19th Exchange Street East, room 202. Check out their website, mnsongwriters.org, and that's where you can find that information. Other benefits, videotape showcases, aired on public access TV channels, live public performance showcases throughout the year, co-writing opportunities, discounts with participating merchants, personal online profile, networking with fellow songwriters. Wouldn't you pay $35 a year to get all of that plus more? Here's member Rich Schletty with a tune titled Can't Let Go.
We found each other in the morning hay. That first year brought to us such joy. With common friends we whiled away the days. It seemed like nothing could annoy. Well, I can't let go of that old feeling. When our hearts pushed through the ceiling and soared on high with doves where the shore met the blue sky forevermore. We vowed one day to lift each other higher, no matter what each moment weighed. But then the dust shadow made us sink into the mire. Harmonic waves began to fade. Well, I can't let go of that old feeling. When our hearts pushed through the ceiling and soared on high with doves where the shore met the blue sky of forevermore. Now I dream upon my love. Where is she tonight? They say that time anneals the fragile soul, that whispered prayers will soon erase. I summon forth your precious face. Well, I can't let go of that old feeling. When our hearts pushed through the ceiling and soared on high with doves where the shore met the blue sky of forevermore.
A very folky, almost Simon and Garfunkel, Harper's Bazaar sort of Baroque pop rock there. Very, very nice. Richard Schletti. Well, up next, Brad Dunsey, who is an independent self-published acoustic artist whose songs target the heartstrings of listeners of all ages. He writes acoustic blues, folk, pop, country, Americana with a jazzy feel at times. Whatever the song demands. And Brad is from River Falls, Minnesota, but a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And he is... I've had the pleasure of sharing the stage in River Falls with him, and he's not only a fine songwriter, just a great guy. Here's Brad Dunsey with 20 Years to the Gallon.
Boys' night out, we stay in Texas Hold'em just for grins, hanging out and knocking back some beers. Same old Friday, same old game, singing oldies that we sang between the stories that we told for years. We don't mind just sitting here, cruising back in time, 'cause the longer we drink, the younger we get, the older the stories that we're telling. Count up all the years, divide by the rounds of beer, that's 20 to the gallon. Dad outran the county law. Bob got busted by his pa for smoking tires on their family Ford. Cigarettes and city chicks had our folks pitching fits. We did it all, then went back for more. Guess we're getting older now, but we ignore the signs, 'cause the longer we drink, the younger we get, the older the stories that we're telling. Count up all the years, divide by the rounds of beer, that's 20 years to the gallon. Mileages may vary, ours is steady all the time, 'cause the longer we drink, the younger we get, the older the stories that we're telling. Count up all the years, divide by the rounds of beer, that's 20 years to the gallon.
Cute song. Even some beer mentioned in there. Up next, a gentleman named Wayne Hamilton. We mentioned him earlier as one half of a group called Two Tone. And if you want to hear Two Tone, their next gig is at the local blend in St. Joseph. The Songwriters' perfect venue. And that'll be Saturday, May 13th. Not this Saturday, but the following, 8 to 10 p.m., Doug and Wayne will be there performing their original tunes. And I think they probably do a few covers, too. Here's Wayne Hamilton with A Pack Rat's Mind. And I should mention that this song, I don't know if I'll be able to. Ooh, let me see if I can find that here. I'll tell you afterward.
Stanley Bing died in his basement, surrounded by his memories. Coin collections, souvenir golf balls, and pieces of debris. Splintered chairs all gouged and nicked, dusty magazines and candlesticks. He once swore it could all be fixed, but it wouldn't be today. Stanley Bing cannot bring to the heavens above on angel's wings his princess phone. All the Burma shave signs, a curious thing, a pack rat's mind. had papers piled to the ceiling. Spiders crawled through the classifieds. Mail addressed to resident Stanley kept it, we don't know why. He must have thought they were worth a mint, like the photographs and the laundry lint. Maybe they served as evidence of the life he left behind. Stanley Bing cannot bring to the heavens above on angel's wings his princess phone. All the Burma shave signs, a curious thing, a pack rat's mind. Daughter who didn't care what folks would say. She hauled the junk to the local dump and she threw the rest away. As she buried Stanley's ashes, she knew he would object, 'cause she hadn't left anything for another pack rat to collect. Stanley Bing cannot bring to the heavens above on angel's wings his princess phone. Oh, the Burma shave signs, a curious thing, a pack rat's mind, a pack rat's mind, a pack rat's mind.
Playing real music here on Minnesota Homebrew, and that's a real song, Wayne Hamilton, co-written by Louis Laurent, playing songs by members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And I should mention that the Sally Barris Workshop will be held on May 20th from 1 to 4 p.m. That's sponsored by MAS. It's at the Hopkins Center for the Arts on 1111 Main Street. Sounds like it's downtown Hopkins. Costs $40. What's the money mean? You're going to learn a lot at this workshop. This lady really knows how to write music. Sally Barris Workshop, Saturday, May 20th, 2017. Check out mnsongwriters.org for the complete schplee on that workshop. Well, our last artist of the evening is Mike Rudquist from Red Wing, Minnesota. And Mike writes in an Americana pop rock country style. He's an ASCAP songwriter who's been featured as a finalist in several songwriting contests, and he loves to co-write. So, I started a co-writing project with Mike, but I'm, again, I'm kind of lazy and procrastinate, so we didn't get it done by the deadline, and it was all my fault. I'm very sorry, Mike. I have to try that sometime, but I guess I just believe that you got to have that person right in the same room with you if you're going to co-write. Doing it long distance, kind of hard, especially for this old dog here. But again, we want to thank you for joining us. We'll be back again next week on Minnesota Homebrew. And remember, whether you're dealing with music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Here's Mike Rudquist with It's Written All Over Your Face. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
You might be happy, might be sad, brilliant, might be bad, walking, talking, rocking, you're so fast, might be naughty, might be nice, might be nervous, might be cool as ice, fooling school and people with white lines.
charred. Yeah, it's written all over your face. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, it's written all over your face. Fake it, 'cause I know your stuff. No hiding, crying, lying, don't be tough. Know what you're feeling, know what you're